there, negate to mitzvah sakon, he's doing the mitzvah. For lo yarminish lo lishmoisa, we don't say he's doing it without the right kavonis. Elakayim mitzvah boirei, he's doing the mitzvah Hashem. She tivu lasoy tzedakah, Hashem told him to do mitzvah sakon. O mitzchavin afla nois atzmoi, he's just adding another kavonis also. We also want to get something out of it. Mashma, that's nothing wrong. Toys the Estakasha, the Mishnah says, al tiyu kavonis mishamshas rabam nas takava pras, he's not supposed to do mitzvahs am nas to receive reward. And here we're saying, if you give tzedakah, I'm not to receive reward, it's a good thing. And there the Mishnah says, don't do the mitzvahs, I'm not to receive reward. But so he says, and here we're talking about the high governor, shim lo tovu lo yosei toiva, shim etzapa toyo mischarot al tzedakah. Here it's talking about, the only reason why you're doing the mitzvahs is because you want to get reward. And if you'll see later, you don't get reward, you have charot, you feel bad, you did the mitzvah altogether. That you shouldn't do. Now, you shouldn't do the mitzvah only for the sake of getting reward. But if you do the mitzvah, of course it's a mitzvah. Now, a second reason, I also want to get reward, that is nothing wrong. So here, the guy is checking the chometz here, he's checking for his chometz, he's doing a mitzvah. He's also doing something, looking for his needle. So what's wrong? He's still called doing a mitzvah. So what are you afraid about the scorpion, therefore? You're doing a mitzvah, you won't get harmed. And for the Gemara, Dilma, boss of the body, we're afraid maybe after you finish the biggest chometz, then also lunya basra, then you come to check for your needle. And after you finish making the biggest chometz, there's no more mitzvah, but you'll forget yourself. You think, since I checked anyway for the chometz, and I forgot about my needle, now let me go check again for the needle. Now you're not doing a mitzvah, so now you're afraid the scorpion will bite you. That's why you don't have to make the bdikah either. We have Nachman of Yitzchak Gomer, Mishum Sakonas Hanochim. He gives another terrace altogether. We're talking about the original case, you have a hole in the wall. And the reason why you don't have to check the hole in the wall, because there's a Sakonas of a Nochri. We're talking about the other side of the hole, your neighbor there is a guy. If the other side of the hole is a guy, then in this case you don't have to make a bedika. Why not? Or Plimi, he goes according to Plimi. De Tanya, Chorosha Ben Yehudi Le'amoy. If you have a hole in the wall going from your apartment into your neighbor's apartment, and your neighbor is a guy. Yeah. Is alocha boidik ad mokim shiodim agatz. You have to check as far as your hand goes. That's what Tanakam holds. V'yashar mevatlo b'livoy. And the rest of the room, the rest of the you can't get the rest of the hole. You just make bitul b'lei. That's all. Plimi yom no. Plimi argues and says no. Kol atzmoi ain a boidik v'yasakona. You should know you don't have to make a bdikir at all. In this case, if you have a hole in your wall that goes into your neighbor's apartment, that's a goy. You do not have to make a bdikir at all. Why? Because there's a sakona involved. You're getting yourself in a danger. What's the danger? Tomorrow, my sakona. What's the danger here? You name a sakona kshofim. If sakona kshofim means we're afraid that the guy is going to think you're a kishuf macha, you're a magician here, and he'll come to kill you. Notice the guy is thinking a modern zach. I have a hole here, and I all of a sudden I see your hand creeping in the hole. So the guy thinks you're doing magicians here. You're a kishuf macha here. So he'll come next day and kill you. That's the sakona. So that's why you now want to make the bdika now. Because if you make the bdika, stick your hand in the hole, the guy's going to think you're doing something there, some kishuf there, and they'll come to kill you the next day. Fred Gemara, that's the pshat. Abizoy, eki ishtamish, hechi ishtamish. Abizoy mitchila, how did the yid ever use the hole? The Jew should always be afraid of the whole year, never to put his hand in that hole. Because any time he puts his hand in the hole, he should be afraid. The guy is going to see my hand in the hole, he's going to think I'm trying to do some kishuf to him, and he'll come to kill me the next day. So the whole year I shouldn't use the hole then. So here it's Mashma, we are afraid this chum is there, just poof, the shas, but the chum is, you don't have to do it. Why not? And the Gemara, good teretz. And the Gemara, hosam, ki ishtam ishimama, unuhura le masaka datoi. The whole year round, you use the hole in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, you don't have to use a candle. So it's just time putting your hand in the hole, a guy doesn't feel bad so much. That's normal. You're a normal guy. You want to store something in the hole, the guy can understand that. He wouldn't think of coming to do kishuf and do something magicious to him, and he wouldn't come to kill you. So in the middle of the year, in the middle of the day, you could use the hole nicely. Mashenkin, when do we have to do b'dikas chometz? Leil arbosa with what? With a candle. If the guy sees the candle coming through the hole, then he's going to jump and say, hey, this guy's come to do some kishuf to me, I have to go kill the guy. So therefore, punk b'shas b'dikas chometz is the sakona to check out this hole with the or haner, because the guy may come to kill you. Mashenkin, whole year round, your mama, you're doing it by daytime. And it's light. The guy doesn't think you're doing anything wrong. Here, punk b'shas b'dikas chometz, Leila, it's at night time. Veshargo, and you have to use a candle. Omasagadatoi, and the guy looks and sees a candle coming through his hole. He thinks the yid is doing some kishafina. He may come to kill you tomorrow. Therefore, Mishur Masakonam, you don't have to make the bdikon. What then? Just make bittol beliboy. That's enough. Rabbanu, when I'm a chayv, to make a bdikon when you may come to a sakona. Fred Gemara, the kashir, I have Omri of Leza, Shluche, Mitzvah, and Nizukin. Why not? What do you mean, B'shas B'dikah, you're afraid the guy may come and kill you for the kishif? You're doing a mitzvah. B'shas, we're doing mitzvahs, we're not afraid we'll get harmed. And the Gemara, Heicha, the Shchich, Yezekah, but where it's most probable, it's very Shchich, it's very common, that the Hezek would come to you, Shani. Then you can't be saying to say, I'm doing a mitzvah, like you said. You can't close your eyes and walk across Beverly and saying, I'm going to bring sucker to somebody as Shluchim Mitzvah and Zuckin. Nothing will happen to me. When something's aimed probably to happen, then you can't be saying on this cloud. So here, if you put a candle in the hole next to a guy's room, he for sure is going to think that you're a Kishif Macha, and for sure he's going to come to kill you tomorrow. Then you can't be saying Shluchim Mitzvah and Zuckin. What Mashenkin before in the Gemara talking about, he said, the scorpion that comes underneath the gal, Shalavonim, that's not Shchiach. That's not so aimed that the scorpion is there. Just he could come there, maybe. So if it may be, then you have a right to be Samech, Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizokin. For the Gemara, what's the Raya for this? Shani, Shenem, the Pasuk says, Shmuel said, Eich Eilech, how could I go and listen to Hashem? For Shom HaShul, Shul will hear what I'm doing, but your game will come to kill me. Hashem gave Shmuel an Eitzah. Hashem told Shmuel, go and say you're bringing a Korban. But Azoy, even though Hashem told Shmuel, go and do something, Shmuel said, I can't do it, because maybe Shul will come and kill me. What do you mean Shul will come and kill you? Hashem is telling you to do something, it's a mitzvah. Shluch a mitzvah and Yizukin. El Ma'atzerai, since it was Shchiach, it's most probable that Shul would do something to him, you have no right to do it. It's as a chorus nefoshes, there's no klal of Shluch a mitzvah and Yizukin, but Mokim with Shchiach Azeka. Boy minei merav huna, b'nei bei rav, tamidim, young tamidim, the dayan bebagi, they live out in the fields, in the kfarim and in the smaller towns. Mal lemeisi akdumu vechashuch levei rav. Could they come early in the morning when it's still dark outside to yeshiva, and could they go home late at night when it's dark? The chur is sakana, there's danger walking at night. What about a Talmud coming to learn and doing the mitzvah, could he come when it's still dark? Omele yensit back nicely, let him come even though it's dark. A lie, the Yatsavari Nazel, on my responsibility to let him come. In other words, this is called Shluche Mitzvah, and it's not Shchiach Hazeka, it's not 100% something will happen to you, therefore you're allowed to come even by night.
All right, the Mitzvah will continue next tape.
You holding up Chesam at base. Get in the middle of the Shaila about Shluche Mitzvah, are they Nezukim or not? If you're going to do a Mitzvah, do you have to be afraid that you'll be harmed on the way or not? So the Gemara said, on the way for sure not. Then the Gemara asked Shaila, what about Nazel? What about coming back home? So he said, the second line of the big lines, Itmam Reb Elazar, Shluche Mitzvah en Nizukin, Loi Balichosen, you won't have any harm coming to you when you're going, for Loi Bachasirosen, and not when you're coming back home either. You don't have to be afraid. You can come back home. This Talmud is allowed to go back home at night, because since he went for a Mitzvah, he could go home at night. So the Gemara command, who's he go like? Ki hai tana. Titanya Isi ben Yuduayme. Isi ben Yudu says, Kalafi Shomru Torah. Since the Torah says, that when a person goes to Eilu Regal, you leave your house in Eretz Yisrael, and you go up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, for Sukkot, or for Pesach. So the Pesach gives you a Avtocha, like gives you a promise, nobody will take away your land. When you leave your house, people won't want to take away your house from you. Is Malamed, we learn from here, that when you come home, you're going to find your par, you're going to find your ox pasturing nicely. And a chaya won't come in and ruin it. Won't be mazikit. Tanagoloscha menakeres biyashpa. Your tanagolos, your chickens, will be menakeh, like biting biyashpa near the garbage. And that's the way it's supposed to. V'yein chulda mazikosa. And a chulda, the weasel, won't come and kill the tanagol. Mashma, weasel could kill a tanagol. But here there's avtocha, nothing will happen to your chickens. So that's what the Torah tells you, that when you go up to Eilu Regal, go to Yerushalayim, don't be afraid, nothing will happen to your property. So the Mor of Allah, Devorim Kal B'Choyma, Uma Eilu, Shedarkin Lozuk, Eino Nizukin, Madach, these things, that usually things do happen, like a weasel does come knead up the chicken, or else a chaya, a wild beast, does come knead up the porus. Here the Torah says nothing will happen to you, and this is your property. There is either your field, or your porus, your ox, or else your chickens. is Bnei Yodam, the person himself, Shein Dakin Lozuk. It's not so usual that you should get harmed. Like Rashi says, because you have a mazel, a person has a mazel that protects him. Is Alachas Kama Bekama. For surely nothing will happen to you when you're doing this mitzvah of going Oyle Regal, going to Yerushalayim on the Yom Tovim. Is Aimli Yela Balicha. We only know when you go up to Yerushalayim to Oyle Regal, nothing will happen to you. The Chazori Minayin, how do we know when you come back home, also nothing will happen to you? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ufanisa Baboika. Like after you were in Yerushalayim for the Yom Tov, after Pesach, the Torah says, the next day, go home. Ufanisa Baboika, turn the next day, V'yolachta Liolecha, and you go back home. Malamet, from here we learn, Shetelach, you go home, V'timsa Olecha B'sholem, and you're going to find your tent in peace, nothing happened to your tent. So you see what? Even going back home also, nothing will happen while you're going home. So the Gemara v'chi miyachad afilu b'chazira. Once we have a pasuk to say, even when you're going home, like the mitzvah already finished, still no hezek, no harm will happen to you. The alichol omuli. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that when you leave your house and go to Yerushalayim, while you're going to do the mitzvah, no harm will happen? Like for sure, no harm will happen. Madach, when you're coming back home after the mitzvah, no harm will happen. Pshita, when you're going. So the Gemara l'chi Rabami. I need this pasuk for Rabami. The Yom Rabami. Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Karka. Somebody that owns Karka in Eretz Yisrael is Eilu L'Regel. Then he has the Chiyah to go Eilu L'Regel. Mashenke, and the Chiddush is, V'Shein Lo Karka, if somebody does not own land in Eretz Yisrael, the Locher is Ein Eilu L'Regel. He does not have a Chiyah to go Eilu L'Regel. So that's why the first Pasuk says, V'lo Yachmod Isha Tartzecho. Like to teach us, which person has a Chiyah to go Eilu L'Regel on Yom Tov, if you have land. And the Pasuk promises you, nothing will happen to your land. Mashmi, if you don't have land, then you have no chiyuv to be Oyle Regel. And that's what we had before, Tosfos brought down before, one of the roots him, why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not go to Oyle Regel, and one teretz was because he didn't own any land. Now the Gemara says here, only if you own land, do you have a chiyuv to go Oyle Regel. Omer Rav Avin, Ba Rav Ada, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Mifnei Ma Ein Peiros Genusa B'Yushlayim. How come you don't have these very sweet, special peiros called genuser? How come they don't grow in Yerushalayim? They grow in other places in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Yerushalayim. How come? The Rashi says, "Behinu Kineres, Hashem Medina Eretz Yisrael." Kineres, that's the name of the city in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where these peiros grow. Is how come they don't grow in Yerushalayim if they're such good peiros? So the Gemara, Kadesh Lo Yehi Oyle Regolim Oymrim. Today, that when the people go Oyle Regol, they should not say to themselves that, you know why we went to Eilu Regel? You know why in Pesach we went to Yerushalayim? Because the L'molei lo yalinu, if not for this fact, Elu lecho peres genuse b'Yerushalayim dayenu. That the only reason why we went up to Eilu Regel is because there's such nice, sweet peres there, we want to eat from those peres, that's the reason why we went. So Nimtza, if that would be the case, it would come out that Aliyah shlo l'shmo, that the people are going to Eilu Regel with not the right kavon, shlo l'shmo, not the right way. So therefore Hashem made it that in Yerushalayim they don't have anything extra special good there. That the people should not say, the reason why I'm going on a regal is because I want to taste those Gevaltik peiros there. That's why Hashem didn't make the peiros in Yerushalayim. So Mashmah from here, if that would have been your kavon, like you're only going to enjoy the peiros, it could be you were mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah you did, the ma'is, you went on a regal. But vice versa, B'chon is medayik, that you won't have the shmirah of shluchei mitzvah. To be a shluchei mitzvah, you're going to do a mitzvah, you have to have kavonah, I'm going to do a mitzvah. But if your kavonah is just to enjoy the sweet peiros there, you don't have the kavonah l'shmo, you won't have the shmirah of the mitzvah. It will not watch you. You won't have the shmirah of shluchei mitzvah in Nizokin. But about the mitzvah you did, like the ma'isi, you went there the regal. Who are doing the same thing? Omer Reb Doistoyv Reb Yanayim. Mifnei Ma'ein Chamei Tveria Yerushalayim. How come the hot springs of Tveria are not in Yerushalayim? Like, since Yerushalayim, like the Ira Kodesh, it should pass that there should be the hot springs. How come they're only in Tveria and not in Yerushalayim? So the more the same shot, Kadesh Lo Yehi Oyle Regolim Oymrim, that the people to go to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, to go to Oyle Regol, they should not say, El Mole Lo Yalinu, El Lirchot Pechamei Tveria Dayenu. Like they say, you know why we went to Eilu Regel? Not to do the mitzvah to bring the kavanos there, but we went pasha to go to the hot springs. That's why we went to Yerushalayim. We went to the chamin there. So therefore, v'nim to saliyish to l'shmo. When it come out that people will go to Eilu Regel, it's not l'shmo, it's not the right kavanah. So Hashem didn't want to give us such a big nisayin, he didn't make chamit tveria in Yerushalayim. That's why he didn't do it. So therefore, when we go to Yerushalayim, our ikar kavanah is why? Today, to mekayim the mitzvah, to bring kabbonis there, to mekayim rias to Hashem. Right, the Mishnah says, Now the Mishnah says that where do you have to check? In the warehouse. And where in the warehouse? Two rows. The Martif Mandachashmei. Like, how come a Mishnah starts talking about a warehouse of wine? Who's talking about a Martif? That means a warehouse of the wine. Now the Gemara Chasur Mandachashmei Hochikoma. This is what really the Mishnah should have been saying. That Kol Mokam, this is what the Mishnah says. Kol Mokam Shem Machzisim by Chometz. Any place that you know for sure you never brought chametz in there throughout the year is ain't tzorich bedika. You should know before Pesach you do not have to check out that room. The yitzvus yain reitzvus shema. Now this should be added into the Mishnah. What about a warehouse where you store your wine or you store your oil? Is nami ain't tzorich bedika. Also, that's not normal. You don't put chametz there the whole year. You don't have to check it out. So then the Mishnah is uva me omru shtei shuros b'mativ. How come we know there's halacha that you do have to check out the warehouse and you have to check out two rows in the warehouse? That there it says, Mokim Shemachnisim by Chometz of the Mestapik, that there is a case that you are Machnis, you do bring Chometz into the warehouse of wine, and where is the case? Of the Mestapik. That means this is a warehouse that when the jug of wine on the table gets empty, you have it filled up from where? From this warehouse. There's not a warehouse far away that you have like from there you take to a middle place and the middle place to the house. No. When the house, when you need on the table extra wine, you go straight to that warehouse. So then in such a case, we're afraid that while you're eating, you realize you need more wine, and you go with the bread in your hand. That's why you have to make a bedika. So that's how Mishnah explains, that even though usually your warehouse of wine, you don't have to check out, but if it's a warehouse that in the middle of a meal, sometimes you go to that warehouse to fill up your barrel of wine, then it's possible you took chametz there, you have to check it out. Right, the Mishnah then says, Beishama yomrim shtei shurois. The Shami says a loshin, Beishurois al pnei kol hamartif. You have to check out two rows. Which two rows of the warehouse? Al pnei kol hamartif. What does that mean? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei shurei shomru, that the Mishnah says according to Beishamai, two rows you have to check out, it means min oretz v'yad shmei koyram. From the ground until the ceiling. That's what you have to check out. Now normally, let's say a case where you have a wide warehouse, and you have 100 barrels on the ground itself. The Kamamish put 10 rows this way and 10 rows across. The front, the bottom row is 100. Then you pick up another one, another 100. 2, 3, 4, till the ceiling are 10. So nice, you have 1,000 barrels in this warehouse. Now, we're saying now, when you come in, the first row that you see, you have to check it out from the floor until the ceiling. So really, that whole front row would be 100 barrels. That's what you first come in, you see 100 barrels there. So you have to check out those 100 barrels from the floor until the ceiling. Now, Rav Yechna Nomar, Shuras Achas, so the Mishnah says two Shuras, so what does two mean? It means the first two rows. In other words, the first 200 barrels you have to check out. The first two rows, that's what you have to check out. Rav Yechna Nomar, no. Shuras Achas, really like one row, but Kemin Goem, like an L shape. In other words, what you have to check out is like this. When you walk in, the first row, the first 100, and then the top row going straight across, the top 100. There's both some ways that you have to check out 200 barrels. So the first sheet there is, it's the first row, and then the next row right behind it. The second sheet there is, no, the two rows is the first row going straight up, and the second row is the top row going straight down. So in other words, you check out like an L, like those are the two outer sides of this warehouse. It's the first row, the 100 that you see packed up, and then the top 100 going straight across. Those are the two rows you have to check out. More Tanya Kabosu Rav Yehuda and Tanya Kabosu Rav Yechon. You have a right according to both of them. Tanya Kabosu Rav Yehuda. That what is the first two rows? They shama yomrim shtei shuras afnei kol hamartif. U shtei shuras shamru. What are these two rows? Minoretz v'yad shmei koyram. From the ground until the ceiling. So you see, it's two rows, one in front, one in back of the other one. Tanya Kabosu Rav Yechon. What are the two rows you have to check out? Shtei shurois apnei kol hamartif. What does that mean? Chitzoina, the outside one, is royes apesach. That's the one that sees the door. In other words, as soon as you open up your warehouse, when you first look at these barrels, it's that front row of 100 barrels that you have to check out. Ve'elyoina. And then you also have to check out the top row. Royes hakoira. The top row that sees the ceiling. In other words, the top 100 barrels that are right under the ceiling. What's in back of it or what's underneath it, you don't have to check these out. That's Reb Yechonon Shita. So the two pshatim in Beis Shammai. What are these 200 barrels you have to check out? Is it the front and the next row, or the first row and the row on top? Beis Hillel Omer, when the Mishnah says, Shtei Shurois, no, not two complete rows. just two rows, hachitzoinois, the outside ones, shein hel yoinis, that are the top ones. Now, as Pasha Garet was saying now, when you come in, you have this warehouse of 10 barrels stacked up, and the 10 barrels straight across, and the 10 barrels deep, so there's 1,000 barrels here. So now you have to go to the top row, that's the top 10 barrels straight across, and the one right underneath it, the next 10 barrels straight across. Those are what you have to check according to Beis Hillel. Hey, yeah, the Gemara Amar Rav El Yoina, it means the top one as soon as you come in, and the next row right underneath it. So the top 10 barrels straight across, and then the next 10 barrels straight across, right underneath it. Those are the two barrels you have, the two rows you have to check according to Beis Hillel. You have to check the top row, that when you come in all the way on top, the top row going straight across, those 10 barrels straight across, you know which second row, not the one underneath it, but the one further in. There is both rows are like the top ones under the ceiling. The first row under the ceiling, and then the one further in, the next row under the ceiling. Those are the two rows you have to check according to Beis Hillel. Now, the more my timer, what's the reason? My timer, the Rav, what's Rav's time that one underneath the other? Valdaik chitzonis. His medai is the outer ones. Mashmu, these 20 barrels are facing the outer side of the warehouse. So that means the top 10 and the one right underneath it, the next 10. Those are called chitzonis, the outside ones. For the Gemara Ivuel Yonis Katoni, but it says the two top ones. So the Chura, the bottom one you're saying now is underneath it, that's not the top one anymore. That's underneath the top one. And for the Gemara Lemuti Titoi Titoi, it just means not from the bottom rows. It means on the top two rows, like a true. The first row is mamish right under the ceiling, and the second row is right underneath that. Why is it called El Yonis, the top ones? Because it's on top of all the bottom ones. Ushmo Lamano, El Yonoi. It means the top row, and what's the next 10 barrels? The next one on top of the ceiling, the 10 ones inside it. Like this is the hole, like on the top, right under the ceiling, you have 100 barrels there. So when you see the first row of 10 barrels, and then the next one inside it, those top 10 barrels. That's what Shmuel holds. So in my time, what Shmuel Svarim? Dayek El Yonis. Because the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, it's the two top rows. So both rows have to be on top. I fit gmarbo chitzoni katoni, but it says the outer ones. So mishpleim with the first top one that you see as soon as you come into the warehouse. But the one behind that is not called chitzoni, it's not called the outside one. And the gmar lemute kiviyaisa de kiviyaisa. It just means afuki, not all the way the inside ones. In other words, the first two outside ones, even though the second one is behind the first one, but it's called the outside ones nageya to the rest of them that are inside. Rabbi Chia Tani Kavosa the Rav, the Kula Tanoi Tani Kavosa the Shmuel, the Hilchosa Kavosa the Shmuel, and the Locher is like Shmuel. That Shmuel says what El Yoina Vishlefnim Hemenum. He says it's the top row, and then the next top row inside it, not the row underneath it, but the row further inside it. Those are the first two rows that when the shamish comes to take out the wine to fill up and will have bread in his hand, he'll only touch those top two rows. He won't go anyplace else. So only those two rows is called Mekoymois, that is Shriach for Chometz to be there. So the Mishnah. Ein Choshishin, you don't have to be afraid. Shema